good afternoon and welcome to Nationals Park at the Cal Ripken Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. We're all set to go for this international matchup between Team Puerto Rico and Team Japan. I'm Zach Frick, and I'll be taking you through today's action between these two teams. As we just had the code of conduct just read from a player from Team Japan, and now they're all shaking hands and heading back to their respective dugouts. Here's the starting lineup for Team Puerto Rico. Jorge Barreto will lead off and play third. Batting second is Adriel Mendoza, and he'll play over in left field. John Luis Ortiz will play over in center and bat third. Catcher Andrel Andrades will hold things down behind the plate and bat fourth. Jadiel Rodriguez is their extra hitter slated for today's action. Darnell Wilson will get the start over at first and bat sixth. John Mercado will bat seventh and play over in right field. Luis Miguel Morona will get the start over at second and bat eighth. Rafi Gomez will be on the mound tonight, starting off for Team Puerto Rico. And rounding out the lineup is Brian Cruz, a Red shortstop. Today's umpires are Cam Pennington behind home plate, with Dave Masser at first and David Gabor over at third. Now we're having the meeting between team manager between Team Puerto Rico and Team Japan as they are exchanging lineups and greetings along with the umpires. As we'll take a short break and we'll be back with more baseball and first pitch. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net. Welcome back, as we're set to have first pitch due any minute now. As starting pitcher for Japan, Yusuke Kawanaka is taking his warm-up pitches over to Hiroki Yoshihara behind the plate. So here's the defensive lineup starting off for Team Japan. We have Yusuke Takaoka over at first, Kotaro Akagi at second, Yusei Okamoto at third, Shoma Sakashita at short, Tayo Hayashi in left, Kosuke Nishioka in center, and Yuki Ito over in right. And now Kawanaka has almost finished his warm-up pitches, as we'll have Jorge Barreto, Adriel Mendoza, and John Luis Ortiz due up for Team Puerto Rico. It's a beautiful day out here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we are continuing with our rain delay games from yesterday. It rained at about, I'd say, 10 o'clock yesterday morning, and the rain just kept on pouring and pouring, and we had to cancel the games. But it doesn't matter today, as we got some great day for baseball on our hands. Now Barreto steps into the plate, and here's the first pitch to him, and it will be on the inside corner for a strike.
It's 1-0. 10-10.
Or nothing in one, I should say. Kawanaka looking at Yoshihara, getting the sign. Now Kawanaka sets and delivers, and Barreto will hit that one straight over to Okamoto at third. And there'll be one away for Team Japan. That'll bring up Adriel Mendoza for Team Puerto Rico.
Coming to the plate, number 13, Adriel Mendoza.
Japan is amped up, and they have no shortage of energy on the field or in the dugout. Mendoza is now at the plate, and here's his first pitch. and he'll line that one foul. It's nothing and one. Kawanaka taking his time over on the mound. As the 0-1 is low for a ball. It's 1-1. A pretty good turnout of onlookers here. Here's the pitch from Kawanaka. And now the high for a ball. It's 2-1. Wind starting to pick up a bit as the 2-1 is on its way. And now the high and inside for ball three. A lot of crowd support early on from both sides. Here's the 3-1 offering from Kawanaka. And now he's taken for a strike. Mendoza thought it was ball four, and he flipped his bat off over to the side. The home plate umpire, Ken Pennington, said, "No, sir," and that will bring the count full. Kawanaka likes what he sees from the shine from Yoshihara. As now, he will set and deliver the payoff pitch. And Mendoza will tip this one foul, and he will stay alive. So now Mendoza awaiting another payoff pitch from Kawanaka. It's on the way, and it'll be taken for the first strikeout of the game. And there's two away for Team Japan. Mendoza got frozen at the plate there. And that'll bring up Jan Luis Ortiz, followed by Andrade's, should Ortiz reach. Here's the first pitch to Ortiz. And now the on the inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. The 0-1 is on the way. And Ortiz will swing and miss on that one. It's quickly nothing and two. Ortiz taking a powerful chop there. He's kind of got out of a place after following through on a swing. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And now the outside for ball one. Kawanaka delivers the 1-2 and Luis will chop that one up over to Akagi, who gets it in time to Takaota at first. And that'll do it for the inning, as Team Puerto Rico is retired in order. We'll go into the bottom of the first after no score, as tied here at 0-0. This is the 2014 Kaioken World Series from SFMSports.net. Thank you. It's the bottom of the first. And Team Puerto Rico was retired in order. So now Team Japan is due up to bat and leading off.
Leading it off for Japan, number 20, Yusei Okamoto.
Okamoto being courteous and tipping his hat to the ump before he takes the box. As here's the first pitch, and he'll chop that foul behind him. It's nothing and one. Defensively for Team Puerto Rico is Gomez on the mound, Andrades behind home plate, Wilson at first, Marana at second, Barreto at third, Cruz at short, Mendoza in left, Ortiz in center, and Mercado in right. As Okamoto grounds the next pitch over to Marana, who gets it over to Wilson in time. And there's one away for Team Japan.
Coming to the plate, number 3, Shoma Sakashita.
So that'll bring up Shoma Sakashita next for Team Japan. So here's his first pitch. And that'll be on the inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that'll be up, out, and away. And now we're going to count to 1-1. So 1-1 is delivered, and Sakashita lifts this one foul. It's 1-2. Here's a pitch from Gomez, and Sakashita will get that one right back to Gomez, who gets it in time to Wilson. And there's two away for Team Puerto Rico.
Now batting number 26, Hiroki Yoshihara.
So that'll bring up Hiroki Yoshihara. Hiroki steps in from the left side. Now Gomez sets and delivers. And his first pitch is in there for a strike. It's nothing one. And now Hiroki will hit that one over to Barreto at third, who gets over in time to Wilson on the strong throw. And that'll do it for this inning as Team Japan has retired in order 1-2-3. Well, one inning coming on, and both teams have been retired in order. To the second we'll go, as the score is still tied 0-0. You're listening to the 2014 Kairoken World Series from SFMSports.net. It's the top of the second, and due up for Team Puerto Rico is Angel Andrades, Baba Jadiel Rodriguez, and Darnell Wilson. So don't forget, we're on social media too, because in this day and age, who isn't? We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, and interviews and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFM Sports.
Now batting number 7, Angel Honoranas.
And now Andrades will step up to the plate for Team Puerto Rico. Here's the first as Kawanaka sets and delivers. It's in there for a strike. It's nothing in one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Now be low for a ball. 1-1. Kyle Onaka sets and delivers. And that'll be tip foul. And that'll really count to 1-2. So Andrade takes a couple of practice swipes before stepping back into the right side of the batter's box. The 1-2 is fired, and that'll be outside, evening the count to 2-2. There was a slight breeze early on. And the breeze blowing in from right field. Here's a 2-2, and that'll be outside for ball three. And the count will come full. A lot of excitement here early on. A lot of energy, too, on both sides. The payoff pitch from Kawanaka is on the way. And it is outside for ball four. So Andrade shows a good eye there. And gets things started for Team Puerto Rico with a leadoff walk. That'll bring up Jadiel Rodriguez. And now it appears that we'll have a pinch runner in for Andrade.
Got it.
Pinch runner 2-4. As Luis Alvarez is now in on first instead of Andrade. And now. Now Kawanaka will throw back over to Alvarez at first, but Alvarez will be safe. Here's the first pitch over to Rodriguez, and it is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Well, 1-0 is on his way. And that'll be high for ball two. Yoshihara having a pop up after that last one. Make sure he doesn't go behind the backstop as he's looking at Alvarez over on first. And now he'll be thrown at from Kawanaka, but Alvarez will slide in with plenty of time. Here's the 2-0, and that'll be popped up over into right center field, and that is gone! My goodness! That is a two-shot homer from Jadiel Rodriguez. And just like that, Team Puerto Rico is up 2-0. Oh, man, he got underneath all of that. As you could have heard that crack from a mile away. And now he is greeted at the plate from all of his teammates. As Puerto Rico, time and time again, shows off the power that they have in their bats. And boy, do they have some power. That one's over to right field. And
coming to the plate, number
24. And Ito had no chance of getting that one. So now let's now bring up Darnell Wilson for Team Puerto Rico. Here's the first pitch to Wilson. That's in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. The 0-1 is on its way. And Wilson will swing, but check it just in the nick of time. And that'll bring the count to 1-1. Now we're going to have Kawanaka deliberate before setting delivery. And that's and his next pitch is in there for a strike. It's 1-2. The 1-2 is fired. And that is outside for ball two. Wilson showing a good eye there as Kawanaka is trying to get in chase on that one, but no dice. The 2-2 on its way from Kawanaka, and Wilson will get that one right over to Kawanaka again, who gets it to Takaoka, and that'll be one away for Team Japan. It's a quick line drive right back over as it took one hop to Kawanaka on the mound. And I'll bring up John Marcano for Team Puerto Rico.
Number 12, John Marcano.
Marcano steps in from the right side. Now here's the first pitch from Kawanaka. It's in there for a strike. It's nothing in one. Wind starting to pick up a bit. You have a good breeze on hand here at Nationals Park. Here's the 0-1. And that'll be in there for strike two. Marcano taking a few practice swipes out before he steps back in. Here's the 0-2. And that is high for ball one. And Kawanaka showing good pitch selection early. Getting ahead in the count and using a waist pitch to see if Marcano will chase. Here's the 1-2. And that is in the dirt. And now even the count up at 2-2. Got past Yoshihara behind the plate, but no harm, no foul, as nobody from Team Puerto Rico was on. The 2-2 is on its way. And that is just called a ball. We saw a few members of Team Japan celebrating in the infield there as they thought that was going to be a strikeout. But home plate umpire Ken Pennington says otherwise, and we have a full count on our hands. Here's the money pitch from Kawanaka, and that'll be swung and missed on from Marcano. And that's two down for Team Japan. So that'll bring up Luis Miguel Marana for Team Puerto Rico.
Luis Miguel Marana.
So two outs and no on for Marana here in the top of the second. The first pitch is on its way. And that'll be inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Now Kawanaka sets and delivers. And that'll be lifted foul. It's 1-1. Now Kawanaka lets a sign he sees from Yoshihara behind the plate. He fires it, and that is in the dirt for ball two. So Marana working with a 2-1 count here. And two outs against working against him. The pitch is delivered. And that will be hit sharply past Takaoka over at first. And Marano will round his way over to second before he decides to stay put. That was a line drive of a drill right there, as it was just a foot, is that, past the outstretched glove of Takaoka. So with that two-out double, that brings up starting pitcher Rafi Gomez.
Rafi Gomez!
Okay. Gomez awaits his first pitch. Now Kawanaka will look back at second before he fires. And that's down the middle for a strike. It's nothing one. You gotta like this aggressiveness that Kawanaka has shown early on, as he's gonna test you with that early fastball on the count to see if you're gonna swing or not. So here's the 0-1, and Gomez will hit that into the backstop, and it's nothing and two. Now Kawanaka looks back over to Marana at second. Takes another peek before delivering. And that's outside for ball one. So Gomez got the 1-2 count with Marana on second. As the pitch is on its way, and that'll be swung and missed for Kawanaka's third strikeout of the game. Well, that'll do it for this inning. Jadiel Rodriguez hit a two-shot homer to put Team Puerto Rico up 2-0. We'll go into the bottom of the second. We'll be right back with more of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. It's the bottom of the second, and Team Puerto Rico is up after a blast of a home run over the right field wall from Jadiel Rodriguez.
Now batting number 11, Tayo Hashiyama.
And so they'll bring up Tayo Hashiyama first for Team Japan. As here's the first pitch from Gomez, and that's outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The next pitch from Gomez is inside for a strike, and it's 1-1. Gomez sets and delivers, and that one's in the dirt, and it's now 2-1. Gomez fires a 2-1, and that'll be hit over into center, and it looks like that one will be just gone. Had a little bit of a split second after there, but Tayo Hayashi hits a leadoff homer to start things off in the bottom of the second, and just like that, Team Japan is back in it, with it bringing the score to 2-1. Hit that over the center field wall, and it looked like it was going to be in for a second. But the wind just pushed it out. And we got 2-1 games on our hands.
To the plate, number 9, Yasuki Kawanaka.
So that'll bring up Yasuki Kawanaka for Team Japan. He's now taking a couple of practice swipes before. Before stepping in from the left side. We've seen a lot of strong bats early on. Kawanaka takes his first pitch for a strike. It's nothing and one. And now Kawanaka's second pitch will be right over his head. He's going to duck underneath of that one. It's one and one. Here's the pitch from Gomez, and that'll be outside. The count now stands at 2-1. So two homers already, and it's just the second inning. But we got a good one shaping up our hands, folks. The 2-1's on its way, and I'll be just inside on the inside corners and for a strike, and it's 2-2. Kawanaka didn't swing that one. He thought that was going to be for a ball. As the next pitch is delivered, and it is high, just out of the zone. And that'll bring the count full. Here's the money pitch, and now the tip foul. And Kawanaka will stay alive, awaiting another payoff pitch. Here's the money ball from Gomez, and that'll be swung on and missed by Kawanaka. And that'll be one down for Team Puerto Rico. So that'll bring up
Yusuke Takanota.
Takaoka. As the first pitch to Takaota is a breaking ball right down the middle, and it's nothing and one. Now Takaota will lift this one foul. It's nothing and two. Seems like we got some dark clouds rolling. Hopefully they'll hold off. We don't want to have another day here put on hold due to rain. As Takaota with the 1-2, and it is outside for a ball two. And now Takaota will hit this one over into left field, and Mendoza will come down with a play. And there's two down now for Team Puerto Rico.
Coming to the plate, number 17, Kosuke Nishioka.
So that'll bring up Kosuke Nishioka for Team Japan. As he takes his first pitch on the outside corner for a strike, it's nothing and one. And Kosuke will hit that one over to Cruz at short. We get to over to Wilson in time at first, and that'll do it for the inning. As Japan got a leadoff homer and brung things within a run at 2-1. We'll be back with more baseball as you're listening to the 2014 Calderon World Series from SFMSports.net. It's the top of the third, and the score is now 2-1 after a flyer of a home run from Taiyo Hayashi. And we'll have Brian Cruz, Jorge Barreto, and Adriel Mendoza do up for Team Puerto Rico.
Leading off for Puerto Rico, number 6,
as
Brian Cruz.
Kawanaka finished up his warm-up tosses. And Cruz is now in the batter's box. Here's the first pitch to Cruz. And it's going to be high for ball one, as Cruz was going for the bunt there. Here's the 1-0, and Cruz goes for the bunt again, but doesn't pull back in time. And that'll be strike one. So 1-1 is on its way. And that's in there for another strike, and now it's going to count to 1-2. Kawanaka sets and delivers, and Cruz will hit this one into the backstop. And he will stay alive at 1-2. Kawanaka sets and delivers, and Cruz will line this one foul, but it looks like Takaoka will be able to make the play over in foul territory. And there's one down. Oh, it looks like that's not going to be an out, as first base umpire Dave Masser rules the ball was too far out of play. So Cruz still has the 1-1 count, I mean the 1-2 count going for him here. Kawanaka sets and delivers, and that is outside for a ball to even up the count at 2-2. Here's the pitch to Cruz, and that is the grounded over to Sakashita over a short. He gets it over to Takaoka in time. And there's one out. Now there's one out for Team Japan. So that'll flip the lineup card over and bring up Jorge Barreto for Team Puerto Rico. There's now Yoshihara signals some defensive signs over to his fellow teammates. And now Kawanaka likes the sign that he gets from Yoshihara. As the first pitch to Barreto is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And Barreto will pop this one up over in the center, and that may be in just at the wall. Man, the wind was blowing a little bit more on that one. That could have easily been a homer over the center. But Nishioka came down with it, and there is now two away for Team Japan.
13, Adriel Mendoza.
So two outs, Adriel Mendoza will step up to the plate. Mendoza coming in from the left side. His first pitch is on the way. And it's in the dirt for a ball. 1-0. Here's the 1-0. And Mendoza will hit this one over into left field where Hayashi will come down with it. And Team Puerto Rico is retired in order. And we'll go to the bottom of the third with them still up 2-1. Stay tuned. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net. It's the bottom of the third, with Team Puerto Rico still up 2-1. And don't miss out on any of the action, as you can just go ahead and download the TuneIn app. You can get on your mobile device. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2. Then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Now Yuki Shito will step in and take his first pitch for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's inside for a ball. 1-1. Yuki Ito will take his 1-1 pitch high. Now bringing the count to 2-1. So Gomez coming out and working with some speed early on. As Yuki will swing and miss on his next pitch. And now we need to count to 2-2. The 2-2 is on his way. And Ito will hit that past Cruz over at short. And get a leadoff single here in the bottom of the third. Now we're going to time call it as Ito. Ito takes off his arm and shin guard. And that looks like we'll have a pinch runner and Sean Fukuta in for Yuki Ito on first.
Kotaro Akagi.
And now we'll have Kotaro Akagi up to bat for Team Japan. As Gomez throws over to Wilson. But Fukita is safe. And now Akagi will go for the bunt. Lays it down beautifully. And now Gomez will throw it over to Wilson, but not in time. As Akagi lays down a beautiful bunt. Man, you couldn't ask for a better bunt.
And so with the bunt, Yusei Okamoto.
Yuki Ito will go advance a second. Now turn on lineup card over for Yusei Okamoto. Here's the first pitch to Okamoto. And he'll hit that pass and run up first. And it looks like we'll have Fukita come home. And Akagi advances way over to third as Okamoto gets a double. And now Team Japan has tied things up at 2-2. So Team Japan getting some really timely hitting here this inning. As Shoma Sakashita comes up to bat. Here's the first pitch of Sakashita, and hits that to the backstop.
Shoma Sakashita.
And it'll be nothing and one. So Team Japan threatening to add more with Akagi on third and Okamoto standing over on second. And here's the other one, and that is high. Now we're going to count 2-1-1. Gomez sets and delivers. And that's in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Gomez fires, and that'll be hit right past Cruz over at short. And we'll have Akagi come home, and Okamoto slide in safe in time at third. And now Team Japan is up 3-2. Here, threatening to add even more.
Now batting number 26, Hiroki Yoshihara.
So that'll bring up Hiroki Yoshihara for Team Japan. No outs here. As the first pitch to Yoshihara is on the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Team Japan coming alive here in the bottom of the third. As now Sakashida will make a dash over to second and will be called safe. That was a bang bang play. But Sakashida was able to beat out the throw from Wilson over to Murano. Here's the pitch. And Yoshihara will get that over to Murano, who gets over to Wilson in time for the out. But on that play, that scores Okamoto. And now Team Japan is up 4-2.
Tayo Hayashi.
Sakashida advances a third on the play. And now bring up Tayo Hayashi, who takes his first pitch for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1. That is inside pass. Andrade is at home plate. And now Sakashita will make his way home on the slide, as that one just got away from Andrade. Hayashi did a good job of jumping out of the way of that one, which cleared a clear path for Sakashita to slide home. So now Team Japan has scored 4 runs in this inning, and they're up 5-2. Hayashi takes his next pitch for a ball, and it's 1-1. Here's the pitch from Gomez. That is in there for a strike. 1-2 now. Or 2-2, I should say. As Hayashi tips this one foul, the count will stay at 2-2. Here's a 2-2, and that'll be shot in the foul territory. Hayashi will stay alive at 2-2. Here's the pitch. And now the call for a ball. Now we're going to count 4. Everyone's holding their breath on the last pitch as they didn't know the play umpire Cam Pennington was going to call. And now Hayashi will line this one over to short and Cruz, who gets it in time to Wilson at first. And there's 2 down for Team Puerto Rico.
Coming to the plate,
so
number 9,
two outs and no man on. Yosuke Kawanaka is due up to bat. We also have Yusuke Takeoka should Kawanaka reach. Here's the first pitch, Kawanaka. And that's in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. The 0-1 is on its way, and that is past Kawanaka. As that went all the way. He had a duck pass that one, and that hit the backstop. And it's 1-1. That one just got away from Gomez a bit there. Here's the 1-1. And Kyle Naka will hit that one past Cruz at short, and he'll have a two-out single on his hands. So I'll bring up Yusuke Takaoka up next for Team Japan.
Now batting number 19, Yusuke Takaoka.
Now Gomez will look over at Kawanaka before delivering the first pitch. And it's low for a ball. 1-0. And now Gomez will throw over to Wilson, who gets the out in time, and that'll do it for the inning. As Kawanaka is caught off the bat just a second too late. And that'll do it for the end of the third, as Team Japan lights up the scoreboard with four runs this inning to bring the score to 5-2. We'll be back with a fourth right after these commercial breaks. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hey, the guy that pinch ran 6-for-10, he's in right field. And the new pitcher is 19 pitching. Got it? 19 pitching, 6-for-10. Got it?
Welcome back. It's the top of the fourth inning, and we have Yusuke Takaoka on the mound for Team Japan. And we'll have Kawanaka over on first. As Yan Luis Ortiz is due up for Puerto Rico. Here's the first pitch. That is just on the inside corner. For a strike. It's nothing and one.
Jean-Louis Ortiz.
Team Japan just lit up the scoreboard four runs in the past inning. As here's the 0-1 pitch. And Ortiz will hit that past Akashita first. And they'll have a leadoff single here in the fourth. So that'll bring up Andrades for Team Puerto Rico.
Now batting number 7, Angel Andrades.
Andrades initially drew a walk on his first at-bat. Now he digs in, he's ready for his first pitch. And now Takaoka will throw at Kawanaka at first. But Ortiz is there in time. Andrades will adjust his shoes. Everyone gets an untied shoelace every now and then. Here's the pitch. And Andrade as well pops this one up over in the foul territory. And Ito will not be able to come down with it. And it's nothing and one. Ito made a great play there. He had some wheels on him. Coming from right center all the way to just the edge of playing territory. And almost, very nearly, came down with the ball. Great dive and a great slide. Love to see effort like that from Tykes D's age. So now Andrade is away in the 0-1. Takeota has a slow windup, and that is swung and missed. And now we can count to 0-2. Takeoka has a rather unique delivery. And he has a slow delivery before finally releasing the ball. And here's the pitch. And that'll be grounded over to Sakashita at short, who gets it and turns it for the double play. And just like that, there is quickly two out for Team Japan. So Sakashita got to Akagi at second to get Ortiz, who then Akagi got it to Kawanaka at first. We got Andrade. So that double play, that'll bring up Jadiel Rodriguez. A 6-4-3 double play there. Here's the first pitch to Rodriguez. And that'll be popped up over into right center field. And Yuki Ito will come down with it to end the inning. So Team Puerto Rico is retired in order. And they are still trailing 5-2. But we'll be back with more baseball. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. Welcome back. It's the bottom of the fourth where Team Japan deal up to bat. So you know you can keep up with all the action.
Going in for five. 10 for 5.
You can keep up with all the action with SFM Sports on social media. As we'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFM Sports Net. So we'll have a new pitcher on the mound, and John Ramos relieving Gomez. And now Ramos is just doing his warm-up tosses to start the inning. And looks like we'll have Andrade is still behind the plate, you know, giving some good signs. And Gomez has just finished up his warm-up tosses. So, leading off things here for Team Japan is Yusuke Takeoka. Takeoka initially flew out to left.
Takeoka.
Left field in his first at-bat. Now I have a quick meeting between Team Puerto Rico manager, and looks like we'll have another substitution here as Munoz is in for Marcano over in right field. And the first pitch to Takeoka is past the outstretched glove of Andrade. And it's 1-0. I'm going to set some loggers and next pitch, and I'll be outside for ball two. Now Ramos will deliver to third consecutive ball. And Takahata is up in the count, 3-0 here early on. And that'll be ball four, as you say, Takahata has got things started here in the bottom of the fourth with a four-pitch leadoff walk.
Now batting number 17, Kosuke Nishioka.
So that'll bring up Kosuke Nishioka for Team Japan. He goes for the bunt, his first pitch, but pulls back just in time, and it's a ball. 1-0. Nishiyama goes for another bunt, and he checks it just in time. And now we count to 2-0. And now we're going to have Team Puerto Rico's coach go over to Ramos on the mound. And they'll have a quick chat with all the other infielders. So now they conclude their mound meeting and head back to their respective positions. As Nishiyama grounds in, ready for some more baseball. Here's a pitch from Ramos, and we had Takeoka make a dash for second, and he's going to be safe. He beat out the throw from Osardes to Marana. So now Nishiyama has a 2-1 count working for him. The man in second, Takeoka. And the next pitch is out in the way for a ball. So Nishiyama doing a good job of working ahead 3-1 as he awaits the offering from Ramos. It's on the way, and that'll be high for ball four. So Ramos starts his inning off with two consecutive walks for Team Puerto Rico. Now they will have another mound meeting. And that looks like Ramos will head over into right field as Gomez is back on the mound for Team Puerto Rico.
Six. New pitcher, six.
Or Brian Cruz, I should say. Brian Cruz is on the mound for Team Puerto Rico, and he's doing his warm-up tosses. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back after Brian Cruz finishes up his warm-up pitches. We'll be right back with more baseball. All right, welcome back. Cruz has finished up his warm-up pitches, and we have some defensive changes.
As now
we
have number six,
Ortiz at third, Ramos, over at right. So now we'll have Sean Fukuta off the bat for Team Japan. Pinch hitting for Yuki Ito. And he takes his first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0, and he swings and misses. And now in the count to 1-1. Cruz sets and delivers, and Fukuta will line this one foul. Fukuta takes a couple of practice swipes before he steps back into the box. And check the count. Fukuta will stay alive at 0-2. Here's the pitch, and that'll be outside for ball one. Now Cruz sets and he doesn't set and deliver as he looked like he was, but he looked back to Barreto or Red Short. Now he delivers, and that'll be way outside to Andrades. And that'll bring the count to 2-2. So Team Japan still ahead, 5-2 here. After two walks to start off the inning. After 2-2 is delivered, and Fukuta will hit that pass. Murana. And looks like we'll have Takeoka make his way home. And Nishiyama make his way on over third. So now Team Japan is up 6-2.
Now batting number 5, Kotaro Akaki.
So that'll bring up Kotaro Akagi for Team Japan. Fukita getting the double there. As the first pitch to Akagi is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Cruz sets and delivers. And that'll be in there for a strike just on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Akagi will have to dodge that one. It looks like home plate umpire Ken Pennington says it hit him. And now Team Japan will have the bases loaded.
Now batting number 20. Yusei Okamoto.
So I'll turn a live card over and bring up Yusei Okamoto for Team Japan. With the bases loaded and no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. They're starting out a lot more runs. So Okamoto takes his first pitch for a strike. It's nothing and one. The pitch, and it'll be in the dirt. And it looks like Nishiyama was cut off the base too far at third. And Andrades made a great heads-up play by taking the pitch and throwing straight to Ortiz, who's able to get the out. And that'll be one down for Team Japan. As now, Okamoto will line this one foul. And the count stands at 1-2. So Okamoto still has Fukuta and Akagi on second and first, respectively. As Cruz looks back before delivering, and that'll be way outside. And that'll be ball two. Here's a 2-2. And that'll be lifted beyond the backstop. And Nokomoto will stay alive at 2-2. Now Okamoto will lift that next pitch foul. And he'll still be working with a 2-2 count coming up. Cruz sets and delivers. And now he lifts the foul yet again. Okamoto doing a good job of seeing a lot of pitches and making contact. So we still have one out here after Nashihima was caught stealing. Here's a 2-2, and that'll be hit over into fair territory, and that'll come down for a base hit. And now we'll have out two as Sean Fukita didn't make his way over to third, as he thought that was going to be out, but he didn't make his way over to third, and Mendoza's able to toss it to Ortiz in time for the easy out.
Now batting number three, Shoma Sakashita.
So Kotaro Kagi over on second now as Sakashita takes his first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Now Cruz will motion the pitch but step off the rubber at the last second as he looks to hold Akagi over on second. And now Sakashita will hit this one over into center field, and they will come down with the catch. That will be the third out of the inning. But Team Japan tacked on another run, making the score in their lead 6-2. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the fifth. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. It's the top of the fifth here at Nationals Field. As Team Puerto Rico is due up to bat with Darnell Wilson, followed by Jean Marcano and Luis Miguel Marana.
Coming to the plate, number 25, Darnell Wilson.
Team Japan managed to tack on another run in the bottom of the fourth when Takeoka came home. As his first pitch to Wilson is on his way. And on the inside corner for a strike. It's nothing one. Well, thank you for tuning along here for this great display of baseball from Young Tykes. And Wilson will lift his next pitch foul. And it is quickly nothing and two. The sun's back out as we had some storm clouds rolling in, it looked like, but they eventually cleared out, and we have some sun again. Here's the 0-2 to Wilson, and that is high for ball one. Takeoka sets and delivers, and that'll be in the dirt, and that'll bring the count to 2-2. So the only two runs that Team Puerto Rico managed to score so far was a two-shot blast of a homer from Jadiel Rodriguez back in the second. Since then, they've been retired in order and haven't done much offensively. But 2-2 is on its way. And that'll be outside for ball three and a full count. Here's the payoff pitch from Takeoka. And now it'll be chopped right over to Okamoto at third. He throws a one dribble bouncer, but he gets Kawanaka a time at first. And there's one away for Team Japan. So that'll bring up Jean Marcano for Team Puerto Rico.
Coming to the plate, number four, Jamil Munoz.
Well, check that. We'll have a pinch hitter in for Marcano and Jamil Munoz. Here's the first pitch to Munoz, and that's low for a ball. It's 1-0. And now Munoz will hit this one foul right into the backstop. And there's nothing to do. Takeoka with a slow windup and delivery for delivering. And that'll be chop foul again. So now Munoz stepping out. And he steps back in with a 1-2 pitch coming his way. Takeoka sets and delivers. And Munoz will chase that one and tip it foul. Look, he got a piece of that one. That slow windup and delivery seeming to give some of Team Puerto Rico's batters some trouble here. Here's the pitch from Takeoka. Now he'll be hitting to the backstop, and Munoz will stay alive at 1-2. Seeing a lot of pitches, seeing a good selection of what Takeoka has to deliver, has in his arsenal so far. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Now be lifted foul. Now Munoz step out for a second to inspect his bat. Kick some dirt off his shoes. Now he looks over to his third base coach for guidance before stepping back into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. And that is just outside for ball two. Strong gust of wind blowing over the field as the 2-2 was on its way. And I'll be lifted foul. Now home plate umpire Ken Pennington will get a fresh set of baseballs. Takeoka sets and delivers. And that will be a line foul right near the Team Puerto Rico dugout. And Munoz having a drawn out at bat here, but it does not affect his confidence. Munoz Takeoka likes a single he sees from Yoshihara behind the plate. So now he sets and delivers. Now Munoz hit this one into fair play. But not as Kawanaka gets the three unassisted there. And that'll be two down for Team Japan. So two down, and we have Yoshihara singling out. Some defensive times from behind the plate. As we'll have Luis Alvarez up the bat for Team Puerto Rico.
Number three, Luis Miguel Miranda.
Or Luis Miranda. There's two Luises on this roster. Here's the pitch to Miranda. And that'll be hit right to Akagi over a second, who comes up and nabs a play while drifting over to his right.
Eleven for ten.
And now we'll have a pinch runner, or pinch hitter, I should say, in for Team Japan. Or Team Puerto Rico. And Edgar Velasquez on the plate. As Velasquez gets this one over to Akagi, who gets it over to Kawanaka in time. And that'll end the inning. So we're going to go to the top of the sixth with Team Japan still ahead, 6-2. We'll be back with more baseball as you're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Batting number seven,
it's the
Shota
bottom
Nozaki.
Of the fifth. And we'll have Shota Nozaki to start off this inning. And he takes his first pitch for a strike. It's nothing in one. Well, the 0-1 pitch is low for a ball. And that'll bring the count to 1-1. The 1-1 delivered, and now the outside for a strike. It's 1-2. Now Nozaki will let this one foul way out of play. And the count will stay at 1-2. Here's a pitch from Cruz. And now be outside for a ball two. Here's a pitch from Cruz, and now be lifted foul just beyond Team Japan's dugout. The count will stay at 2-2. And now Nozaki will tip this one foul right back into the face mask of Andrade is behind the plate. And he'll stay alive at 2-2. Here's the pitch from Cruz. Now he's swung and missed on for a strikeout. And now be one away for Team Puerto Rico.
Now batting number 11, Tayo Hayashi.
So that'll bring up Tayo Hayashi for Team Japan. He had a blast of a homer back in the second. As his first pitch is high, but it's called for a strike. It's nothing in one. Here's a pitch from Cruz. And Hayashi will go to swing, but check it. But not in time, as he'll be called for his second strike. Here's the 0-2. That's outside for ball one. So 1-2 is delivered. That's in there for strike three. As Hayashi got frozen out of the plate there. So that'll bring up Yasuke Kawanaka. Kawanaka. Taking a few moments to take a few practice swipes before stepping into the batter's box. So now as he adjusts his gloves and looks back over to his dugout. Here's the first pitch from Cruz, and that'll be high for a ball. It's 1-0. But 1-0 is on its way, and that'll be outside, and just tips off the glove of Andrade is behind the plate. Now the count will now stand at 2-0. The next pitch will be hit sharply into the backstop. Kawanaka is working with a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch from Cruz. Now he lifted foul beyond left field. So the count evens up at 2-2. Two outs and no men on here in the bottom of the fifth for Kawanaka as Cruz sets and delivers. And Kawanaka gets all this one, but that'll be over into the center field where Ortiz will grab it for the third out. So that'll do it for the fifth, as Japan is retired in order, but are still ahead, 6-2. We'll be back with more baseball as you're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hey, guy, do you have any more bottled waters?
Yeah.
pitchers, 17 pitchers, Japan. And they're making defensive changes, but I don't care about that. Puerto Rico, 9 for 6. 9 batting for 6, Puerto Rico.
Now batting number 9, Giselle Santos.
Welcome back. It's the top of the 6th, and we have Nishioka on the mound and Takeoka over back in center. As his first pitch to Giselle Santos is swung and missed on for a strike. It's nothing and one. Santos will look at the next pitch, and that pays off as it is a ball. Or one and one. Now Santos will hit the 1-1 into the backstop and bring the count to 1-2. Nishioka sets and delivers to Santos, and that's in the dirt for ball two. Here's a pitch from Nishioka, and that'll be get over to Akagi at second, who gets it to Kawanaka at first. And that'll be one away for Team Japan. So I'll bring up, I'll turn over the lineup card and bring up Jorge Barreto for Team Puerto Rico. Bro currently 0 for 2. A line out to the third and a fly out to center. So now I have Yoshihara signal some signs behind the plate. And now Nishioka will deliver, and Barreto swings and misses on that one, and it's nothing in one. It's looking like a closeout inning for Team Japan. If they can get three outs here without any runs. As Barreto winds this one over, and it'll hit off the back wall. And Barreto will have a one-out single. So that'll bring up Osriel Mendoza for Team Puerto Rico. Mendoza currently 0 for 2 with a looking strikeout. And he flew out to left.
Now batting number 13, Andriel Mendoza.
As Nishioka looks back over at Barreto at first. Now he will set and deliver, and that will be outside for ball one. Yeah. Yoka delivers, and that'll be passed. Akagi at second. So Mendoza gets another base hit.
Now batting number seven.
And we have Barreto on second.
Now batting number 16, Jean-Luis Ortiz.
As Jean-Luis Ortiz steps up to the dish for Team Puerto Rico. Still one out here working against Team Puerto Rico as they already have a man in scoring position and Jorge Barreto. As the first pitch to Takeoto is passed Yoshihara at the plate and we'll have Barreto make his way over. And we'll have Barreto make his way over to third while Mendoza advances second on the wild pitch. So now Team Puerto Rico threatening the score with two men in scoring position. And now we hear the Team Puerto Rico dugout rallying behind Ortiz here at the plate. As Ortiz swings, and he'll take the strike. It's 1-1. Nishioka looks over to third for delivering. And that'll be in there for strike two. So 1-2 count. With a man on third and Jorge Barreto. And Jean-Luis Ortiz trying to drive in some runs here. The pitch is on its way. Now he'll be swung and missed for the strikeout. And that'll be two away for Team Japan.
Now batting number seven, Angel Andrades.
Now Team Puerto Rico working with their last out of the game as they're looking to keep this one alive. Now bring up Angel Andrades to the plate for Team Puerto Rico. Here's the first pitch for Nishioka. And now be hit squarely right back in Nishioka over to Kawanaka at first. And that'll be the ball game as Team Japan has bested Team Puerto Rico by a score of 6-2. We'll take a quick break as we're not going to have the presentation of the post-game awards and be back with a post-game show. Stay tuned as you're listening to the 2014 Kyle Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
And invite you to stick around for the presentation of the Tellefson Award shortly. The Ron Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of the Babe Ruth League. Late President, co-owner Ron Tellefson, his commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child had the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is Al Solonik. For the visiting team, Puerto Rico, the award goes to number 15, Yadiel Rodriguez. And now for the home team, Japan. The award goes to number 11, Tayo Hayashi. Congratulations to these outstanding players.
Welcome back to the post-game show. We just had the presentation of the post-game awards, and now we have Team Japan and Team Puerto Rico, you know, walking around the line, first baseline, and shaking hands, because that's what it's all about here in the Babe Ruth League, sportsmanship. It was a tough game, but Team Japan eventually came out on top by a score of 6-2. Now let's take you through how it happened. The game got off to a relatively slow start in the first inning when both teams were retired in their order. Then in the second inning, that's when things got off to a bang. Angel Andrade started things off with a leadoff walk, then Yadiel Rodriguez hit a two-shot homer in the top of the second to give Team Puerto Rico a 2-0 lead. Then in the bottom of the second, Team Japan responded with a home run of their own. From their own, Tayo Hayashi. And that brought the score to 2-1. Puerto Rico got retired in order in the third. And then in the bottom of the third, that's when Japan really got things going. And they added 4 runs to the score to bring the score to 5-2. It was from there that Team Japan would never look back, as Team Puerto Rico struggled to score for the rest of the game, stranding men on bases and not being able to bring any home, as the final run of the game was scored in the bottom of the fourth from Yusei Takeoka, coming home after he initially drew a walk. And when it was all said and done, Team Japan stood ahead on the scoreboard 6-2. So, you know, we're just wrapping up from the game here, but still, a great display of athleticism and, more importantly, sportsmanship from both teams here. So don't forget to follow us on social media, on Facebook and Twitter at SFM Sportsnet. And Friday's coming up, and Friday means that it's going to be championship weekend. We'll kick off coverage with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Then we'll broadcast the entire World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45. Get the schedules, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Well, that'll do it for this broadcast. I'm Zach Fring signing off from Nationals Park here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as you've been listening to a production of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.